Hey everybody, this is the Grill Sergeant, and I want to thank you for downloading Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who make this virtual tailgate party a free ride every week. Thanks again for making Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing podcasts in America.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all part, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. Welcome to Tailgate Radio. I'm your host, the Grill Sergeant John Larger. We've got a great show for you today, and so excited to be back here talking to you about all the great things going on in the world of tailgating. You know, we're not the kind of show that's just going to bring you the mainstream tailgating activity, what's going on at the Grove or what's going on at LSU. We're going to bring you some tailgating from the far reaches of the United States, and one of the places we're going this week is we're going to be talking to somebody from Bison Tailgating. And that is a great group up at North Dakota State University. And we'll be reaching out to them to talk about some of the traditions that take place in the frozen tundra of North Dakota. Also on the show, we've got a great special guest. He comes to us from the world of entertainment. You probably know his voice more than you know his name. He is the voice of John Redcorn from Fox's King of the Hill. He's also the chief of the Wamapoke tribe in NBC's fictional city, Pawnee, Indiana, with Parks and Rec, with Chris Pratt and Amy Poehler and that whole gang. And he's going to be joining us this week, Mr. Jonathan Joss. And on top of that, he is a tailgater. And he's got his own brand of spices and rubs he's going to share with us. So we've got some great guests this week on Tailgate Radio. But before we start anything else, let's get to tailgating news.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
And now, reports of lights in the sky.
You should see how we pee.
Elaborate prank or extraterrestrial phenomenon.
Before we start this segment on tailgating news, first of all, we're getting a ton of feedback on Twitter, and you can follow us on Twitter yourself if you go to @tailgateradio. You can also log on to our website at tailgateradio.com. And thank you again for making us a very fast-moving and fast-growing tailgating podcast. I think we're the only tailgating podcast that truly sticks to tailgating. You know, other tailgating shows, they get into sports, and we have nothing, obviously we have nothing against sports. We love sports. That's why we're out in the parking lot. But we stay away from all of, as we call it, jock talk, because you know, you can get the stats and the numbers from anybody else. We want to talk about the game day atmosphere and all the traditions, recipes, drinks, stories, decorations, guests, menu items, everything dealing with tailgating. So that's what we do here at Tailgate Radio. So before we get into the news this week, though, I want to just bring up a couple of things. First of all, thank you so much for your interaction with us on the web, especially through our Twitter account. Our Twitter account's growing daily, sometimes by a few hundred a day, and we are so thankful for that. But we've gotten some feedback that some of the tweets that we send out, we get a lot of feedback because they're either lists, and as we talked about last week, lists always create controversy. And so we get tweets from people, you don't know the best tailgaters, we're the best tailgaters because we've got this award, or something to that effect. Great. We're not taking a position on any of that. Most of our tweets that have to do with lists and things are actually retweets, or they come from another source, and we're just passing along that information. But we love the feedback, and we love when people get fired up and start talking smack about that their tailgate is the best in the country, because that is so subjective. I could take 10, 15, 20 different people, take them to the best tailgates that I think of in the country, and they may not even be on their top list, and that's what we love about it. You know, we keep the grill hot. We keep the drinks cold. We keep the opinions moving, and we love that. So don't ever stop. Whether you like what we send out to you or not, just let us know. And you know, follow up and look at some of the links that we send you that have some of this great information. But I love the interaction. That's what the Tailgate Nation's all about. It's sharing. It's camaraderie. It's collaboration. It is creating that, you know, that neighborhood atmosphere. You know, I've never seen, and you know, we'll talk about some of the things in the news this week, but, you know, 99.99% of the time, tailgating is a fun, interactive, social, and for some people, it's the only socializing they do all year. You know, it used to be, you know, back in the old days, after church, everybody would gather and have lunch after church, after services with their friends and families. And, you know, as generations have moved on, and that's not done quite as much as it's done now, it's that some of that has congregated over into the sports world and into the parking lot. And so you see friends, neighbors, classmates, alumni, they all gather in the parking lot, because no matter what the score is out on the field or on the track, you NASCAR people, we don't forget about you either. The excitement and the fun that's generated in the tailgating scene, no matter where you are, whether you're at a Division III school or if you're at the top of the list at LSU or Ole Miss or Texas A&M or wherever you are, that type of excitement is something that we want to encourage, and we want you to share it with us. Send us your photos of your tailgate. Like I said, we'll put those up on our website, and we'll give you all the credit and say, hey, check this out. So with that being said, just one of the highlights I wanted to talk about on tailgating news this week is I wanted to talk about what's going on at Northwestern University. And the university and a group that coordinates their tailgating have recently rolled out some stricter tailgating policies. And I want to know what your thoughts are on that. You know, part of this is that folks have to they've restricted some areas for tailgating on campus to students only, and they have also required that you have photo ID and that you also attend a almost what we call tailgate training camp, where you learn the rules and you have a representative for your tailgate go through training, almost like, you know, I don't want to get too controversial, but any areas where you have to get some type of additional training to participate, whether that's concealed gun laws or whether it's, you know, whatever the case may be, they're requiring that now. What do you think of that? Why don't you let us know on our email link at tailgateradio@gmail.com, and we'll read some of your responses to your thoughts on stricter rules regarding tailgating and how that affects the game day atmosphere. I mean, rules are a necessity. I mean, we certainly understand that tailgating is a privilege. It's not a right. The universities don't have to allow that on their campus. And one of the reasons why Northwestern did it is they found that the tailgating experience was so fractured and it was so decentralized off campus that they said, well, let's bring it on campus, but we're going to have these rules. So we'd love to hear what you think about that. And the original article, we'll have a link to that also on our website at tailgateradio.com. One of the other things I wanted to talk about real quickly before we move on is I wanted to just get your opinion and wanted to find out what you think about how tailgating is marketed out there. When you watch a game on television primarily, or you listen to a game on the radio if you're traveling, you know, you've got mainstream companies now, McDonald's, KFC, Pizza, Papa John, some of these other companies that are all trying to hoard in on the tailgating. It's become such a popular event upwards of 35 to 50 million people participate in tailgating each year. And so do you blame these companies for trying to jump on the bandwagon? Of course, there were some early adopters. You know, you got companies that make perfect sense, you know, like Kingsford Charcoal and Bic products and things like that. But these mainstream, I mean, is it really, what would you say if you were at a tailgate party and someone rolled up with a couple of boxes of 20-piece chicken McNuggets and a bucket of their barbecue sauce? Is that really tailgating? Would you accept that as an appropriate tailgating menu or activity? Would you rag on them? Would it be something that you would call them out? Man, bringing pizza to a tailgate party. What do you think about that? We'd love to hear your feedback from that too. And you can leave a message on our Newsmaker hotline at 210-625-8710 if you want to leave any comments, and we will post some of those on next week's show as well. So let us know what you think about these large fast food retailers taking advantage of the tailgating moniker and trying to hoard in on that. And what would your reaction be to tailgating KFC style or McDonald's style or Papa John's style? And you know, we'd love to hear what your feedback is. So when we come back, we're going to take a trip way up north to Fargo, North Dakota, and we're going to check in with the good folks at Bison Tailgating. We'll be back right after this. You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at OutdoorCookingChannel.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. Thanks for joining us this week. We've got a great show for you. A little bit later, we've got Jonathan Joss from King of the Hill and NBC's Parks and Rec on deck. But right now we're going to head way up north to Fargo, North Dakota, and we're going to visit with a member of Bison Tailgating, part of the North Dakota State University's Tailgating Club. And want to welcome at this time Mr. Craig Work.
Hey, I'm doing well.
And Craig, you guys had a very special week one in NCAA football this year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we got an opportunity to travel. It was a away game down in Ames, Iowa for played Iowa State, and the first quarter was a little rough, but we got the bugs out, and we took over, and we beat Iowa, and it was exciting.
Probably a lot of the folks that are listening to Tailgate Radio haven't had the experience to do any tailgating on the Great Plains of North Dakota. I've had the privilege of tailgating in just about every state. And I've been to Fargo, but I've never experienced that game day atmosphere. What makes tailgating in North Dakota State such a special event?
You know, we have extreme weather, we'll say. For instance, last year when we went down and beat Kansas State, it was over 100 degrees down there. So, well, Fargo, everything's a little bit different. We have different variations in temperature. At our coldest point last year, we tailgated in 26 below. And, that day was a little bit chilly. But it's really exciting. It's pretty much, if you ever had a chance to bring every friend you have and put them all in one big parking lot, that's Fargo. Fargo is probably one of the friendliest cities you'll ever experience. Anybody that has come from away teams that are excited about tailgating, they may only have 5-6 people with them, but everybody allows them to stop. We'll give them a beverage, we'll make them a burger, you name it. We make them feel at home. It's a really nice atmosphere.
So what are some of the unique aspects of tailgating at North Dakota State?
We probably have more coach buses that have been converted to tailgate rigs probably than anyone in the nation, I would say. We've got, for instance, our camper, the 1975, we've completely gutted it and made it into a mobile tailgate bar, if nothing else. TVs on the outside, on the inside. 10 by 20 tents that we can enclose, so when it is 26 below, we can put the heaters on and we're still comfortable in t-shirts. One other group, they go by an unofficial name of Six Flags Tailgating, and they do it up big time. They've got speakers blaring. They got actually have Six Flags. They've got a trailer that it's got lights built on the side so that when you do have a night game, they're not in the dark. They have a lot of fun. Big TVs on the inside, on the outside, mobile seating. It's wonderful.
Now, has North Dakota State really embraced the tailgating culture? Is that something they promote there?
We do. It is really a fan-friendly atmosphere. Whether you have children, whether you're adults, your college, everybody is encouraged to attend, and they'll welcome you with open arms.
Well, you know, it's great when you have an awesome product on the field. It just makes that parking lot experience that much more enjoyable. Is there ever an opportunity are there any traditions there at North Dakota State where I know in some areas we've traveled to where the team will actually walk through the tailgate lot and just kind of whip everybody up, you know, 3 or 4 hours before the game just to kind of get that experience themselves. Do you guys have something like that?
We don't have an official team walk or anything. We have, in Fargo, we play in a dome, and the tailgating is across the street, and the entrance area is kind of secured. So we don't get an opportunity to have a walkthrough. But for instance, we've got the last three national championships in the FCS, where we'll do a lot of away games. There's a lot of walkthroughs and whatnot, so we have that. We have a tradition with South Dakota State. We have bordering North Dakota and South Dakota, there are granite markers that are called Dakota markers. Well, there's the Dakota marker trophy that is passed back and forth, and I forget offhand how many years we've had it in a row, but so we play for the Dakota marker every year, and they're also in our conference.
I've actually been to the FCS championship in Plano before. It was 2 years ago, I think, and North Dakota State travels very well. There were a ton of fans in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex for that game.
Yes, it was quite the experience. We have an app. It's called Bison Tracker. And you can track the fans and where they're at. And while that was happening, you could see I-29 that goes from Fargo, and it changes numbers, but it basically goes all the way to Dallas. And you could see it's just a solid yellow line. And anywhere there was a major airport, there was tracks being marked all over.
This weekend, what is on the menu for Bison tailgating?
We are, our group is going to key on sliders this week. It's something we've never done. So we thought, you know what, that sounds pretty tasty. They're easy, and we'll give that a shot. So we're going to do, you know, the traditional buffalo wing, pulled pork, mini burgers, and probably come up with a few other things as well.
Now, do you guys have a designated chef, or do you guys spread the wealth when it comes to grilling up all the food for the game?
You know, luckily enough, we have all the guys that are in our group enjoy tailgate cooking. And so we all actually cook. We have our specialties. Every week I make smoked wings in the smoker, And then we finish them up on the grill, and I've got my own secret sauce I put together. And so I do that every week. We've got some deep fry experts, and we've got some grilling experts and some baking experts as well.
I'm here with Craig Works of Bison Tailgating at North Dakota State. Where can we see more of what's going on up there with you guys? Do you have a website or a Facebook presence?
Yeah, absolutely. Just check us out on Facebook. It's Bison Tailgating on Facebook or Bison Tailgating on Twitter. At North Dakota State has their website as well. One Herd is an excellent clothing brand that really gears towards bison equipment as well.
Best of luck to you guys this weekend. I don't think you'll be in the negative 20s yet, but from what I understand, it's been pretty a pretty mild summer up there. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been really nice so far. Today is gorgeous. It you know, we have been doing a little pre-tailgating at work, and we did a lunch tailgate, brought all the equipment out, and we grilled, and getting ready for Weber State this week.
Yeah, that's awesome. We call that tailgate training camp. You know, the players have to get ready for the year, so do the tailgaters. So you guys did a little tailgate training camp this week.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on Tailgate Radio. And, folks, you can check out what they've got going on their Facebook page at Bison Tailgating. Craig, thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Time is right to use a spud spot. Foil these bites, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spikes?
Spud spikes, the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the
coast to coast and border to border, broadcasting live from the world famous Riverwalk in San Antonio, Texas. It's Tailgate Radio.
And I'm very privileged this week to have on a very special guest. You may know his voice from King of the Hill's John Redcorn. He's also currently on NBC's Parks and Recreation. He is a Renaissance man, a musician, and what we're going to talk about mostly today is his love of grilling. And without any further ado, let me introduce Mr. Jonathan Joss to Tailgate Training Camp. Jonathan.
Good morning, man. Good morning. That's right, man. I've got red corns rub all, man. You know, if you enjoy grilling as much as I enjoy grilling, you want to get the meat brother. You, king of your grill.
Now, how in the world, and for those of you who don't know, can you give us a little background about how you've been involved in so many different things? Just give us a little background on your history.
You know what? I'm not good at any one thing, you know, so I have to do an array of things. So that kind of keeps me kind of busy. Real simple in a nutshell, I grew up in a small Mexican restaurant in San Antonio, Texas. My parents had a restaurant for over 40 years, and it really opened me up to all different kinds of all different types of activities. And being from Texas, man, I've got such a love for cooking. Anything that kind of brings a family together. You know, it's family. San Antonio is just a family-oriented city that everything you kind of do, you do around the nucleus of your family. So being a part of a cartoon which brings people together, which I'm so privileged to be John Redcorn for so many years, and now being able to bring people to the dinner table is something that's really dear to my heart.
Now, you were on King of the Hill for 11 seasons, is that correct?
Almost 12 seasons, yeah, man. I think I did close to like 40 episodes. So it was a really, really good run. And for me, man, I still think it's one of the better native characters you know, on television, just because he was able to do so many things. You know, one being, you know, in a not so good relationship to forming a not so good band, to becoming a not so good father. I mean, it's so representational of what people are. You know, we all try to do our best. Sometimes our best isn't good enough. But, you know, number one, I have to give, you know, such a big thanks to Greg Daniels and Mike Judge, who, you know, producers, creators of King of the Hill. They really allow the character to kind of break out of that mold, like you said, give that character an arc, make him a real person, make him, you know, his downfalls in life. But no, man, I got really lucky. I mean, when you work with a production company that really care about their characters, you know, King of the Hill is a show that I know that Kathy and I, Jimmy, once said on The Tonight Show is that it was one of the few shows on television where everybody was cool. You know, there wasn't one bad character. They all had flaws, but just because you have flaws doesn't make you a bad character. And the way they let John Redcorn have that kind of arc, you know, just so privileged to be on it. And now, you know, Greg Daniels is, you know, one of the creators of Parks and Recreation as well. So I'm so privileged to be on that show again with a character that I hope develops that type of arc that kind of takes us off out of being, you know, on horseback and, you know, without a bird on our head.
Right, right. Well, so let's talk about your love for grilling. You mentioned that you grew up in a restaurant. So in the development of some of your products and we'll talk about where they can get those in just a minute, but are some of those tastes and some of those spices and you know the Cobb sprinkle and are those representative of your family's tradition and taste that you grew up with?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. You know, San Antonio, our food in San Antonio is much different than Austin. It's much different than Dallas. I mean, you go 30 miles away from San Antonio, from the Alamo, and food's going to be different. Again, food just stirs up all those wonderful young memories of being up with my mom and my dad, you know, at the restaurant and stuff, and being able to bring that taste to the table. I've been privileged, I've been lucky enough to go all over the world. When I tell people, number one, that I'm Indian, and number two, I'm from Texas, there's so many misnomers about being from Texas and being Native, you know, and one of the things that people ask me, you know, do you have your horseback, you know, do you have a truck, do you have your gun, you know, all I can do is tell people that being from Texas is, you know, is the flavor, not just taste-wise, but just the essence of Texas. It's a flavor that stays in your mouth. It's a flavor that I enjoy sharing with my friends. So being able to take a spike, being able to take a grill rub that's made here in San Antonio by a great company, born and raised here in San Antonio, I'm able to tell people, you know, through taste buds, what it's like to be a Texan. You know, give me a recipe, I'll do a Texas two-step on it, and we'll improve it.
Everything about these has your signature all over. This isn't just something you attached your name to. You are actually involved in the tasting, the testing, the packaging. I mean, this is something that you have really embraced and really, you know, this has become something that is synonymous with you.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, and being able to work with such a great company here in San Antonio that gives me the privilege and that shares their master craft with me and help me develop, you know, the taste of San Antonio, the taste of Texas, and also the taste of, you know, of John Redcorn and this whole idea of making things cultural and fun and kind of unite things, you know, because I very seldom do I see people fighting over a dinner table because, you know, acting work is so hard, man. You get turned down every day, but to be able to be attached to a product that's always constant, that's always good, that's always giving. For an actor, man, you know, it's a blessing.
Tailgate Training Camp.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largo on Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. outdoorcooking.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. Did you have any difficulty, or was there any hesitation, you know, having the ability to use the name Red Corn and King of the Grill from the producers of the show, and how was that process?
You know what? I like calling it my Columbus approach, which basically means I discovered it. Therefore, I have leeway. No, I'm kidding. You know what? I have worked really closely with the people on my team to make it not John Redcorn, not make it King of the Hill. So we're walking that fine line. It's the branding of Redcorn, two separate words. So we're walking that fine line, you know. You see it a lot in life. You see it, you know, at different, you know, at your marketplace where you almost get that name brand item.
Right.
But it's just close enough. So, you know, Redcorn's Rub-All, King of the Grill, you know.
Yeah. Those are public domain words, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what they say. That's what they say. As long as it's, you know, it's red and it's corn, you should not have a problem. But I look at it this way, man. If I'm stepping on any toes, that kind of means that I'm doing the right thing.
Now tell us about some of your product lines. Tailgating has really become almost like what you talked about earlier, where people sit down as a family and spend time together and have that ability to just have that fellowship, I guess, with each other. And it's very much the same thing in the parking lot with coworkers, with family, with folks you went to college with or school with.
There you go, man. You know what? I take a real old-fashioned native approach to things. Simplicity. When you're packing up that car, when you're getting ready to go out and pack that truck up and getting ready to do your tailgate, you want to make it simple. And the Redcorn's King of the Grill Rub-All and Redcorn's Wild Game Rub-All keeps it simple. You got one simple spice for your meats. You've got one simple spice that you can add to condiments. My Rub-All, which I love using on red meats and burgers, I use it as a rub. I use it as an ingredient that you add directly into, say, your hamburger meat. You can add my Rub-All into like a little bit of mayonnaise with a touch of ketchup and make this great, great, awesome sauce. You can take my Wild Game rub, and I call it Wild Game, but you know what? I've seen some chicken and I've seen some shrimp that are pretty wild. So I kind of put that on my seafood as well, and I also use it on my vegetables as well. It's a simple one-step process to give your tailgate that one, two-step punch and bring yourself to the table and be able to call yourself King of your Grill.
Where in the world can we pick this stuff up? Where can we order your products?
You know, one thing I love about social media is, again, is keeping it simple. I like meeting the people that buy my products. Best way to get a hold of it is hit me up on Facebook, Jonathan Jost. Friend me on Facebook. We'll become friends, and I'll introduce you to Redcorn's King of the Grill and to Redcorn's Rub-All Wild Game.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. We've got Jonathan Jost here, the voice of John Redcorn, and so many other things. You know, people don't realize you've been in the theatrical world for 2 decades. Is that fair to say?
You know, yes, man. I mean, it's been a heck of a fun ride, man, to be able to be a kid from San Antonio and make all your dreams come true. You know, grew up in San Antonio again, you know, Gillette Elementary, Kingsboro, McCollum High School, Our Lady of the Lake University. It's just, if I can do it, anybody can do it, man. You just got to keep that dream alive. And like you said, it's such a small industry. It's such a small world, man, that it's interesting how things kind of come full circle, you know.
And, Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week. I look forward to catching up with you down the road. And, folks, if you get a chance, log on to Facebook, go to his page, Jonathan Jost, and talk to him directly and order Red Corn's Rub-All. It is fantastic on fish, pork, chicken, on Cobb salad, on just about anything. And we look forward to seeing you again later in the season, Jonathan. And we appreciate you coming in this week on Tailgate Radio. Well, folks, I see that the crowd is heading toward the stadium. As always, it's time to load up the stuff, take down the canopy tent, clean off the tables, drain all that water out of your cooler, pack everything into the truck. It's about time for kickoff, or it's about time for start of the flag. Gentlemen, start your engines. Whatever the case may be this weekend, we can't stick around here much longer, but we want to thank our special guests, Mr. Craig Work from Bison Tailgating, all the way up in Fargo, North Dakota. They've got a winning tradition on the field at North Dakota State University, and it sounds like they have an awesome winning tradition in the parking lot as well. And I want to thank my very special guest, Mr. Jonathan Joss, calling us directly from Hollywood, and he's got a bunch of things going on out there. He will be reprising his role as Ken Hetote, the Wamapoke Indian chief, on this season's Parks and Rec. You can catch that on NBC. And you can always catch reruns of Fox's King of the Hill on FX and some other places, Cartoon Network, or I don't know. There's a ton of places, but I know that it's on regularly. Before we go, just a couple of things. I want to make sure that you check us out at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at Tailgate Radio. We love to hear your feedback on all of the tweets that we do and all of the information we send you. And yes, there's lists and top fives and top tens and recipes and all that, and we want your feedback on that. Also, don't forget, we are supporting a fantastic charity called thegamenotplayed.org, and it helps student athletes that have been injured with head injuries or spinal cord injuries. You don't have to do anything but go to their website, thegamenotplayed.org, and buy a ticket. Simple as that. Nothing else. And find out which state has the most compassionate fans as we work to really take care of these kids who, once they get injured on the field, they have a lifetime oftentimes of expenses and things. And let's just do our small part and go buy a ticket. For $20, 100% of that goes to help these kids that have spinal cord and head injuries. That's called thegamenotplayed.org. And please support them. They are a fantastic organization. Love sports, love football, and love tailgating. And the least we can do is buy a ticket, or 10, or 20, or have your tailgate club make a 100 ticket purchase. Whatever you can do will help out this great organization. So don't forget, once again, thegamenotplayed.org. Folks, we're out of time. It's time to wrap everything up. We've got a great show for you lined up next week. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your tailgate clubs to subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also subscribe to us on Podomatic. You can also subscribe to us on SoundCloud. So there's no limitation to how you can reach Tailgate Radio into your phone, on your computer, and in some cases on your consoles, on your cars. They do that now. You can find us on Roku, even on the iTunes channel there. So we want to thank you again for your support, and we will be back next week with another outstanding episode of Tailgate Radio. So as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Thanks a lot. Tailgate Nation, help Tailgate Radio stay free to download by completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes, and your answers will help match our show with advertisers that best fit the sensibilities of our podcast and its listeners like you. Listeners who complete the survey will be entered into an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to share or sell your email address, and we won't send you an email unless you win. please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. That's podsurvey.com/tailgate to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.